Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. We're so grateful that you're here. We're happy that you're joining us as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 22. In this chapter, we find one of the greatest tests and greatest acts of faith in all of Scripture. In Genesis chapter 22, we see the sacrifice of Isaac. The chapter opens with these most challenging words: "Now it happened that after these things that God tested Abraham." Now we know that God tests us. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 through 3, Psalm 66:10, many other places, and we know that this testing is for our own good. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 tells us. But to test us in the way that God tests Abraham here seems beyond the pale. God seeks to test Abraham and test him in the most unimaginable way. And verse 2 says, "Then he said, take now your son, your only one, whom you love, Isaac, and go forth to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." God seeks to test Abraham by having him offer the promised son, the child God promised would be his a quarter century ago. The promised child who should be heir to the covenant God made and reestablished time and again with Abraham. And in response to this most outrageous demand from God, we read the very next verse. It says, "So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey." You know, we've read at other times of Abraham questioning God, but not here. Here, Abraham simply obeys. Maybe it's because he's older, maybe it's because his faith is now more sure, but either way, he doesn't argue. He just sets off to accomplish what God has asked him to accomplish. As Abraham and the boy approach the mountain, they leave the other men behind that had accompanied them and make the climb alone. And just as Abraham is about to plunge the knife into his son, the angel of Yahweh intervenes. He stops the sacrifice by commending Abraham's faith that he wouldn't withhold his very own son from God. God then provides a ram that was caught in a nearby thicket for the burnt offering, a clear picture of Christ's sacrificial death for us, and the angel speaks a second time, promising again to bless Abraham and his seed for his great faith, a faith in God that would lead him to even be willing to offer up his only child. And as the chapter ends, Abraham is told his brother has fathered many children, and of note is Bethuel, who would go on to father Rebekah. Rebekah, who we will see marry the now spared Isaac. Rebekah, who will give birth to Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. But the one additional point I want to highlight here, the point that strikes me in this chapter, really is the faith of Isaac. Isaac, at the time of this chapter, is of an unknown age. Now, it suggests that he wasn't terribly young. He's old enough to understand the proper requirements of a burnt offering. He's old enough to set off and care for his aging father on a multi-day journey in the wilderness. So we know that he wasn't a young child, and we also know that he wasn't terribly old. He marries Rebekah at age 40, and this happens before he's married. You know, so Isaac wasn't young and weak, and he wasn't old and feeble. Yet he goes along with this sacrifice without a word of complaint or refusal. And we see in verse 7 that Isaac understands there should be something to sacrifice that they haven't brought with them. But he goes no further than to ask where the lamb is. He seems to willingly accept his father's answer that God would provide. In the very next verse, we see Isaac bound on the altar, prepared to be sacrificed. And, you know, it takes great faith in God to offer your son as a sacrifice, but it may take greater faith still to allow yourself to be that sacrifice and offer up your life to God. You know, we read a lot of Abraham's faith, and it was great. Here we see that Isaac as well was a man of great faith also. Faith so great that he was willing to give his own life to God. And I guess my point is that we should all be striving for a faith like Isaac. Matthew 16, verse 24 through 25, Jesus says, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Isaac was willing to lose his life for God's sake. Are we? Is the cause of the gospel and righteousness so great and important that we would be willing to offer even our own precious lives? If we have our eyes and our hopes fixed on eternity, I believe we will.
So Isaac was willing to lay down his life in obedience to his father, as Jesus was, and he did. Isaac even carried the wood to the place of the sacrifice, as Jesus carried the wood to his place of sacrifice. Verse 6 says, "Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son." When Abraham was about to kill Isaac, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And this would be the hardest thing for any person to do. And we read of a similar story of sacrifice in Judges, but this circumstance had to do with a foolish vow a judge made to God. So in Judges chapter 11, starting in verse 30, "And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, 'If you will give the Ammonites into my hand, then whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering.' So Jephthah crossed over to the Ammonites to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand, and he struck them from Aroer to the neighborhood of Minnith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel Karamim, with a great blow. So the Ammonites were subdued before the people of Israel. Then Jephthah came to his home at Mizpah, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. She was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And as soon as he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, 'Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you have become the cause of great trouble to me. For I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take back my vow.' And she said to him, 'My father, you have opened your mouth to the Lord. Do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth, now that the Lord has avenged you on your enemies, on the Ammonites.'" So this man went through with the sacrifice because of the vow he made. God did not stop him from sacrificing his daughter like he did with Abraham. So Jephthah, he sinned in making that vow to the Lord. God does not call us to make human sacrifices to him. It's sinful. It is a pagan practice. So he could have retracted this vow, but he didn't. And the commentary in my Bible points out that God judged him for this sin. His time of being a judge was cut short. And although God sacrificed his son Jesus for our sins, it was not sinful for God to do so. Jesus willingly went to the cross for us. He made the sacrifice willingly. And Jesus is God, and God can decide to lay down his life. He determines what is right and wrong. And Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends."
And we'll end today with our prayer from the Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying from Psalm 25. "Good and gracious God, who desirest nothing but the health and salvation of them that trust in thee, extend thy goodness and infinite mercies upon us, thy poor servants, and put away all our iniquities, that we, being governed by the Holy Spirit, may walk uprightly in thy holy commandments, without any wavering, that in the end we may enjoy the bliss obtained for us by thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen." Yeah.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.